We're talking with Don Patton, the Global Account Director for Berkman Learning Partners. Don, how are you doing today?
I'm well, David. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, I mean, great to have you on the phone. And certainly, you know, I actually can say that I've heard you speak. You spoke at the Lincolnshire International Meeting in San Diego and talked to a number of the owners and partners there. And certainly, Berkman has been a partner of Lincolnshire for many, many years. So we appreciate the relationship and certainly the partnership that you provide.
Well, it's been our pleasure, too. It's been lots of time, lots of activities, and lots of growth. So I think it's been a pretty mutually rewarding activity for both of us.
No, absolutely. So for everyone out there who has absolutely no idea of what the Berkman is, because they may be saying to themselves, who's this guy and what's he talking about? Could you give an overview of the Berkman?
My pleasure, David. Berkman is a behavioral assessment developed by Dr. Berkman back in 1951. It's been around for more than 60 years. And its uniqueness is the original corporate focus for Berkman, which is individual self-awareness and empowerment, you know, knowing more about yourself. So Berkman is a unique assessment created from one questionnaire, which delivers information about an individual's motivating interests, their usual behavior, which is what most assessments provide. But Berkman also delves a little bit deeper into understanding motivational needs, and when those needs aren't met, what your stress behaviors look like, which aren't quite as attractive. And blended into all of that within the same questionnaire is also an understanding of what job alignments look like, or particularly job focus. And therefore, the Berkman assessment is broadly used in career management, in leadership and coaching, executive coaching activities, as well as succession planning and a variety of other individual coaching applications.
So if somebody was saying to themselves, okay, so it's another assessment, tell the individuals out there, if they're thinking of, well, what is this like? Is it like a Myers-Briggs? Is it like a DISC? Is it like something that I may know? Or is it, as you described, kind of a little bit different from those?
Good question, David. Actually, all assessments provide a pretty good insight into usual behavior. What do you look like today? The two you mentioned, MBTI, DISC, 16PF, they do a pretty good job of that. What Berkman does quite uniquely is it provides another dimension of information, which is motivational needs. Why do you look like what you do? What are the things that you require from people around you or your environment that put you in your comfort zone and allow you to be productive and active? And as well, it also creates within the same questionnaire, as I mentioned earlier, that alignment of, if you look like that, what kind of jobs would you likely perform well at? And Berkman has a database of information that provides all of those links, all in the same questionnaire, too. And because Berkman, the Berkman instrument is a little bit complex because of all this dimension, its distribution and its use is principally through highly qualified and certified consultants. So it's not really a desktop activity. There is a real professional investment that's required to use it well.
So tell me a little about the components or elements of this program and how people can understand what it looks at.
A great question. In the first instance, Berkman takes the information off of the questionnaire answers and compiles it into a very easily understand and visually interesting grid, and tracks or traces the location of certain symbols which relate to either interests, usual behavior, need, or stress behavior on that grid. And they can be in different locations on the grid. What you see is not necessarily, therefore, what you get, which is, again, one of the unique things about Berkman. Other assessments tend to say, here's what you are. Berkman says, here's what you are, but here are other dimensions to your strengths and your needs. A second part that Berkman provides guidance in terms of intensity, is motivating interests. There's a hierarchy of things that you really are interested in, and those have been consistent since the time you're in kindergarten. And very, very interestingly, can identify and qualify those kinds of things or those kinds of activities that you like to do, and equally importantly, those things that you try to avoid. And that at a behavioral level, there are a variety variety of components in terms of working with people, working with structures and systems, working with the idea of authority and responsibility, and also approaches to way decision making is made, and to the environment in which you like to undertake activities, either all together or one at a time. So a number of different components create a comprehensive outlook or overview of the things that motivate, support, and guide your usual day-to-day performances. So that's one of the unique things about Berkman, is it provides an incredible depth of information, and it also provides that information in the context of a comparison to social averages. So what do I look like compared to everybody else? It's another unique part of the Berkman assessment that allows coaches and individuals to use that information in a much more practical and focused way.
You talked a little bit about this assessment may help somebody with their career choices. Could you explain a little about how the assessment could be used for that area? And then we'll certainly talk about the coaching and maybe the team building after that.
Yeah, happy to, David. Berkman's research team have canvassed Berkman has been around for over 60 years and therefore has an incredible database of references in all job categories. Just recently, about 5 years ago, Berkman began reorienting all of the jobs within their database because jobs have changed with the new economy and the way that business is done through the internet and a lot of distance learning as well as off-site activities for individuals in jobs, the actual jobs have changed. So what Berkman has done is taken job descriptions that are now relevant to today's economy and been able to describe them in terms of activities and responsibilities within those jobs, and then summarize them according to behaviors and motivations that are similar. In other words, a number of individuals who have performed at a very high level at a particular job are qualified, their Berkman scores are compared, and their scores then are ranged in the context of job fit. So what Berkman can take a look at, based on an individual's Berkman assessment, is their overall job fit compared to a number of exemplary jobs, all the way from being a doctor down to being a street worker. So those are characteristics that have all created an ability to take a look at an individual's job fit, and that job fit then relates to the behaviors and motivations that would seem to be desired or preferred in that position.
No, that's great, and I think one of the things that does is that allows an individual to truly relate to the many different options that may fit within their, you know, their skill set or their beliefs in terms of how they really look at themselves and how they can move forward in a career. You know, we talked a little bit about that, but let's move into the coaching end of it, because I think this is an area where Berkman excels. And in terms of really making sure that coaches are able to work with their candidates to try to see a direction and focus of where they can really improve, especially in their stressors, right? And especially in how they behave within those stressors. So talk a little bit about that, please.
The Berkman approach to coaching is really about self-awareness, which I mentioned very early in our conversation was really what the Berkman assessment was created by Dr. Berkman to do, to give people information and awareness about themselves. The four steps that Berkman executive coaches typically follow are these. The first step is self-awareness. The second step is social awareness. How do I compare to other people? How do my scores compare to other people? If I can understand that, then I can move to the third step, which is self-management. What can I do to adjust some of my behaviors or to share with others what I need to allow me to be even more productive? And then the fourth level, if I can manage myself a little bit, is then I can begin to manage relationships. So self-awareness, social awareness, self-management, management of relationships. How Berkman does that is it provides a validated insight into those things that are motivating to you, and what an executive coach does simply is shares that information from the Berkman perspective through the individual's own story or celebrated successes and constant challenges that they've had either in their career or personal life. Berkman then allows that to be brought into focus, allows the individual to understand that those are simple things to adjust, and gives them the empowerment to share that information with other people if those are the behaviors or the needs that they have in order to be successful or to be more comfortable or to be more at ease within a particular relationship. So within the context of that discovery, a Berkman executive coach shares that information with the individual. The individual validates it through their own personal experience, and then an undertaking to do a number of activities to practice those new or desired behaviors is a part of the executive coaching engagement. And Berkman then provides just little checklists of information along the way that allow them to stay on track.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Boldick at Harvest Hill Farms. For those folks who are looking for healthy eating alternatives, we have been raising natural range-fed beef and poultry right here in the great state of Maine for over 15 years. Let us introduce you to our Never Ever program. Our animals are never ever introduced to growth hormones or antibiotics, only raised as nature intended. We are conveniently located on Route 26 in Mechanic Falls. To find out more, call us at 998-5485 or go to our website, harvesthillfarms.com. That's harvesthillfarms.com.
Established in 2009, CrossFit Cascabay is Portland's most experienced strength training facility. CrossFit is the principal strength and conditioning program for many police academies, elite special forces, champion martial artists, housewives, children, and everything in between. At CrossFit Cascabay, you'll be able to reduce stress, manage weight and body composition, enhance physical strength and endurance, improve flexibility, and recover from injury or illness in a safe environment. The time is now. Stop in for a free demo. For more information, please visit CrossFitCascoBay.com. CrossFit Casco Bay, forging elite fitness.
MaineNewsSimply.com wants to celebrate the businesses that make Maine great. Businesses like yours. We're looking for innovative, interesting companies to feature on the Mimic Spotlight on Business. Simply log on to MaineNewsSimply.com and look for the link to share your company's unique story. MaineNewsSimply.com delivers headlines from over 50 of Maine's most respected news sources. The Mimic Spotlight on Business is a business profile series co-sponsored by Verrill Dana and Time Warner. Free, concise, timely. MaineNewsSimply.com, the easiest way to stay on top of the business news that matters in Maine.
And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are talking with Don Patton. And Don Patton is with the Berkman Method. Yes, yes, he is. Don, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, I am again.
Yes, yes, you are. All right, so we talked a little bit about how somebody could use the Berkman Method having to do with enhancing their career. We've talked a little bit about how it can enhance an executive coaching. But one of the things we haven't yet talked about is team building, leadership development in that area. So talk a little bit about how it really can be effective in team building. And I will say that we are using this great tool for an upcoming event that we're doing. So I do know it can be effective, but give an example, if you can, of things in the past.
Yeah, my pleasure, David. Berkman has one of its original uses actually was within team building, because it allows an individual to understand their relationship with other people. And the Berkman Method provides both an insight, as I've already mentioned, into their own behaviors, but with a trained facilitator can allow individuals to understand how their behaviors and motivations match or fit with other people within the group. So within the new organizational structures that are prevalent in business today, with horizontal management and people having to do many things and multitasking, working in small groups or self-directed work teams becomes a more and more a higher priority. So organizations and consultants serving those organizations have found that a team facilitation or a team building activity engages people in understanding how to work together much more effectively and much more quickly. In fact, in some major corporations, before an individual is assigned to a new responsibility, they have a little team facilitation session with that team so that they get to know each other very quickly and don't get into the problem of style versus content. Because most people are trying to solve the same problem, it's just that we come at it from different perspectives. And what Berkman provides, both the individual and the consultant, is an opportunity to understand the approach or the filter that they take to problem solving. There are generally four major directions you can come from in problem solving from the context of a Berkman. And those are to look through the filter of just do it, immediate activity, versus let's think about it for a while. Or let's talk about it first, versus let's take a look at all the data before we make a decision. Now you can see that those are pretty opposite in issues and inferences. And people who begin to or gravitate to one or another of those approaches tend to find a difficulty in getting their point across to others who can't really see their style. What a Berkman team building or team facilitation activity does is first of all grounds an individual on what they do best and how their style is likely seen by other people. And then in a team building activity, it shares that information with everybody else. So the disclosure occurs in a very non-threatening way, lots of times lots of humor, and it allows people with very different approaches and very different styles to perhaps for the first time understand each other, and with that understanding, give a little bit of ground. Be a little bit more relaxed and say, well, I don't see that you're doing this the way I would do it, but let me think a little bit longer about your approach here, and maybe there is something to it. It takes down that wall of uncertainty and wall of discomfort by understanding that people are trying to solve the same problem, but are just coming at it from a different perspective. And that familiarity then engages people in actually trying to help each other. And that help is really the positive part of team building. Team building or team facilitation is all about all of us are better than one of us. So if we can get all of us working together on the same team, then the solutions are likely going to be better. So in the end, what a Berkman team facilitation activity provides is a personal self-awareness, an understanding of how their activities or their strengths engage within the group, and then an offer or a request from the rest of the team as to what they could do to make their life, the individual's life, a little bit easier by filling some of their expectations or needs. In other words, to bridge that potential communication gap that style gets in the way of sometime rather than direction and content. And I think that's a pretty good outline of what a team facilitation using Berkman can do.
No, I think that's a great overview. It really provides somebody to understand the use and how this can really be effective. And certainly I know that we have seen through Lincolnshire, this has been used many times and has worked many, many times and has really provided a valuable input to a group or team to really help facilitate more coming together of understanding of communication. Because at the bottom line, at the end of everything, it is about communicating between people and getting people to understand how they can better help the organization through better communication. I mean, that's what the bottom line is at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's a good summary. That's exactly what it is. And the wonderful outcome is that individuals who may come into a group completely misunderstanding or not even trusting another person will come out of that activity with a far better appreciation of how their role and their complementary engagement with another person can actually create a real significant value both to the group and to the outcome of the activity that group is assigned to do.
You know, I think you bring up a good point. I mean, there are groups and there are people that sometimes their personalities don't click, or they may be looking for that same position that somebody has in front of them, or they may be challenging one another. You know, personalities are just that. You know, some personalities click, some personalities don't. And what this does help is really have people understand why the differences are there and some of the things that people can do differently to make that happen. Don, do you have an example maybe you could provide of maybe a company that this was done at and maybe one of the results that came from it?
Well, that's actually really a good question. I am familiar with one of the world's largest airplane manufacturers, and they were bringing together a executive work team of engineers to create and supervise the eventual construction, design, and production of one of the new airliners. The two engineers who were needed to work within this group didn't like each other, didn't understand each other, didn't see where each other was coming from. They were engaged in with a consultant with a Berkman team facilitation activity. And the huge benefit of this whole thing was that these two individuals, these two project leaders who had to themselves work with other very high-performing engineers, began to see that it was not their content that was in the way, it was their style that was in the way. And as a consequence of their better understanding each other, they became actually the go-to team for problem-solving when they have crisis issues, and people in that organization couldn't believe that these two guys, who seemed to be one from Mars and one from Venus, could ever get together. But the Berkman allowed them to understand how to talk to each other, how to ask questions as opposed to give answers, and empower others by asking why. Why do you think that's the right way to do it? And those two or three clues allowed these two individuals to be celebrated project leaders and made a particular event most successful within that organization.
No, that's great. Now, when somebody looks at assessments, I'm going to ask kind of an overall question, because we do get these questions by company executives sometimes when we go in and certainly talk to them about having them take assessments, or we think it would be a valuable tool for a CFO to take an assessment or CEO to take an assessment to try to get and rebuild these teams. There are sometimes hesitations to assessments. There are people that say, well, you know, we don't necessarily want to open up that can of worms. We don't want to necessarily know too much. We don't want to know, you know, all these little touchy-feely things. We do hear it. I'm sure in your line of work, in terms of going out and selling the product, you know, you probably hear people who are skeptical about assessments. Can you provide maybe some assurance as to why it's okay to do them? Why we've talked about, obviously, the value of them. That's unquestionable. But how do you overcome that objection, I should say, in terms of somebody thinking about it?
I think that's a really good question, and we do get confronted with the issue very often. The first step is usually to make an individual understand that it's all about them, that if everybody in the world has a different face, then everybody in the world likely has slightly different motivations and behaviors. Now, what a wonderful thing to be able to understand what those are a little bit better. Most people are infinitely curious about themselves. And so consultants using Berkman are all trained to ensure that they communicate and deliver a very confidential insight to individuals. It's all about self-awareness and empowerment, as I've mentioned earlier. And I've been at this now for more than 18 years, and I have never once in all that time had anyone say, this is useless. They have always found something of real value that they can use, mainly to allow them to be more comfortable in their own skin. Because if we're all different, we can't all try to be the same. And but understanding those differences allows us to be able to be much more effective in communicating with others. So we don't all comb our hair the same way. We don't all put our shoes and socks on the same way. We don't all speak to each other the same way. And as a consequence, understanding how your style, your communication style, the things that drive and motivate you may be slightly different than other people, and an appreciation that other people's perspectives and assets may be a real benefit to you, like if you're a good salesperson, you don't want to do all that accounting, then there's a huge opportunity for collaboration, self-awareness, and being in a position and in a job and doing an activity in that job that you really do well and that you're going to celebrate in terms of your own successes. So that's really the purpose of an assessment. The assessment is a self-awareness tool. It empowers you to know things, better things about yourself, and allows you to understand how you can focus and get benefit from your energies, from your experiences, from your skills in a way that you might otherwise not be aware of.
Great, and we've been talking with Don Patton, Global Accounts Director for Berkman Learning Partner. Don, I got to thank you so much for being on the show today. If somebody wants to reach out to you, they can reach you at what number or what website?
We can be reached at www.berkman.com, and you can get me at area code 604-669-0080.
Or certainly anybody can go to the hrpowerhour.com, and you will find Don's link right here after the show. Don, thank you very much for being on the show. I appreciate it. Great information, as always.
Thanks very much, David. You have a great day.
You too. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back.